Welcome back, rascals, ruffians, and outlaws, to the one and only Vagabond Dilemma. And today's episode is just for you if you're a criminal. So shout out to all our criminal boys sitting in jail. We love you, homies. We represent you today. And, well, I guess you'll find out in the episode who we talk about, so enjoy!
ASMR edition.
I don't know if
you... Can you hear this? Yes, I can hear this.
Oh, I spilled it. Welcome, everybody, to a
very quiet
edition of the Vagabond Dilemma. Rudy, do you want to explain why we're being so quiet right now?
Yes, because we're hiding from the police.
We may have committed some cheeky crimes.
Cheeky crimes, indeed. All in the, you know, for the podcast. All in the good for the podcast.
True, true.
Some tax fraud here and there, apparently.
I mean, who doesn't commit tax fraud,
honestly,
am I right?
Who doesn't? I just had to pay municipal taxes for Eindhoven. I'm not going to pay taxes for this podcast. Because I have nothing left. They've let me dry.
Yeah, I can't believe they actually started taxing our podcast. What a fucked up world
so good.
This is.
That's why.
That's right. We were making hand over fist money wise, and then.
No, right? So I figured out.
What did you figure out?
I can't do this, like, silently. I have just so much energy up in me. Like, I have to scream. I have to, like, declare to the high heavens that it's the Vagabond Dilemma! The okay. Only podcast talking about the only lost people, lost explorers. Only us can, like, diminish them into the history's pages by improvising their unhinged endings. We can range from Mariah Carey's resurrection to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's, I think, something we actually haven't done, so we should...
Yeah, don't advertise with things that we haven't done. I think that's a good note.
Okay, actually, out of context, what have we done that is super unhinged, if you think about it? That was the Mariah Carey in the North Pole. There was, building bridge over the ocean.
Yeah.
There was Adele in space. There was Mickey Mouse in a swamp.
Oh, God. I can't believe you remember all that. That's a good one.
It's the good bits. There's the Davy Jones in Hudson Bay.
Y'all.
What else?
That's it. That was a summary of the last 30
episodes.
Oh,
no. There was Devil stealing dogs. Something like that was there, no?
We're getting the real deep cuts here right now. Anyway,
have done a lot.
We have, and I want to lead this straight into our intro question, which, you know, this is completely coincidental, but we did kind of start off this way. Is there anything bad you've done recently?
Sorry, what?
Is there anything bad you've done recently?
Something bad I've done.
Something bad.
Is there a specific reason why we're saying bad?
Illegal.
Oh. Well, bad romance.
I mean.
Ga, ga, oh, la, la. Roma,
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 Roma. Yeah.
No, but, I mean, illegal. By the way, there's definitely some things that an everyday thing that somebody does, but that counts as illegal. There must be some of those things, right?
Yes.
What would be one for me? Oh, they started a construction. I think they're... Okay, first of all, I take a specific route when I go to uni and a different route when I come from uni, right? Because it makes more sense from different perspectives. The route that I go to uni through, at two points now there's construction works. And at both points I kind of ignore them and just go through it.
Huh?
So the first one is kind of like, I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're basically chokeholding a crossing, like a street junction type of thing. And
right.
I think what I'm supposed to do is literally take a roundabout road and take a crossing like on the left or on the right, like one block away. But I'm like, it's so out of like my way that I can't be bothered. So I go through and then just near the uni, I think what they're trying to do is they're renewing the tiles for the bike path. So that bike path's specific like stretch there is, I think, fenced off with those not like actual, you know, perimeter fences, but just like a sign that like don't go here or whatever. But then the pedestrian side of that same road is open. So everybody's just like, a road's a road, so they just cycle there.
On the pedestrian side.
Yes.
I think that is illegal, actually, because you're not allowed to cycle on, like...
Well, technically, it's also illegal to use... What was it? You can use a moped, but you can't use an actual motorcycle or something on the fucking cycle path, right? But then some people still do it.
Okay, but it wasn't about what some people did that was illegal. It was about you, motherfucker.
Okay, right. So I mean, I am a bad boy in a couple of countries in the world.
You know what I did that was bad? Today, actually? Not even 1 hour ago.
What?
I was in the store buying some juice.
Okay.
I was buying some juice. Some what of juice? That sweet, sweet juice.
Oh, that juice. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the wheat juice.
And I was walking through the aisle, but it was kind of cramped. And then I accidentally knocked into the price tags, right? And some of them fell over, but I was too frazzled, so I just left.
And how is that illegal?
It's not illegal, it's bad.
No. If they make... Listen, Henry. If
Fine,
they make
I did it on purpose.
Narrow, if they make the aisle too narrow, that's not your problem, King.
Okay.
You need your personal space.
I feel like this is the same attitude as saying, oh yeah, I just leave trash on purpose because the cleaning lady has to earn her pay, you know? Like, that's that kind of energy you're giving me right now. Alright, anyway, after that intro, let's move on. Rudy, you've already done the podcast intro, so I'll leave it at that. Today's episode is somewhat of a special episode.
I like, love slightly. Because I'm a special boy and I only deserve special episodes.
That's right. Today we're talking about Rudy.
Oh, that would be so cool. Let's think this out. The first 5 minutes, okay. To 5 to 10 minutes I can dedicate to intro. It's fine. It's just as a tradition. The right. Next 5 minutes I want about my introduction side. What would people need to know about me if they don't know anything about me? Then the next 10 minutes is deep cut. We want everything the extremist parts. We want the good and the bad. Then the right. Next 10 minutes, I want Italians in my life.
Right.
And then the next 10 minutes after that, plus 5 of the ending of the podcast episode, is, references or calling up people that are tied to me but are not necessarily me.
Like character witnesses is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely. Okay, today's Explorer does start with RU in the name, so maybe they're not so far away. RU.
Am I?
you little rat coward, you're getting to me already. Okay, I will just read it as I've scripted it out here for myself. Today's special episode is an episode of The Fugitive Dilemma. That's right, we're doing what everybody has expected, but... We haven't actually done yet. We're going to talk about a cheesy little fugitive today.
I'm actually very unaware of everybody wanting to for us to be fugitives.
No, not us to be fugitives, but...
Not us, but okay. Us doing fugitives for the episode.
I thought this was... Okay, whatever. Let's not discuss it right now. Anyway, today is a fugitive. That's right, our explorer is a little bit of a criminal. And not much of an explorer at all.
I mean, he explored the loopholes in the law.
I wouldn't call it that exactly. And his name is Rufus Henry Ingram?
Oh, born I almost in 1834. Thought it's going to be Rufus Henry Inbred.
No. Born in 1834 in what country, Rudy? Take a guess.
USA.
That's right, the USA. So, on today's episode, we visit a major historical conflict from across the pond, y'all. The American Civil War. Rudy, what do you know about the American Civil War?
Honestly, as a as somebody who went through the Eastern European educational system, I know close to nothing about the American Civil War. Apart
Me
from
neither.
What I've seen in like movies and that. It was never taught to me in school. In a sense of like, it was mentioned when it happened, I suppose. but in the context of, like, whilst in Europe happened this, in America was this. You know, that kind of context.
Yes. I think it's kind of, like, inconsequential to Europe, the American Civil War, somewhat. Right.
So you, of course, are going to bring us to speed.
So I will do a little cheeky backstory, yeah?
Yar!
So, for those who are not familiar, I will give a little backstory. Sorry, I'm just, when I do shit like this, I'm reading my notes, by the way. I need to catch myself up again. Sorry, is that not okay to say, Rudy? You have criticism?
Everybody, calm down. Henry just catching himself. You heard?
You're pissing me off, laddie.
Evidently, by that sound.
Yeah. Alright, so the American Civil War was fought between the Union, which is essentially the northern states, like, well, just like New York, just the northern states, right? And the Confederacy, which is the southern states. So, the Confederate states had seceded from the U.S. because the U.S. was going to add new lands to the country, right?
Yeah.
Because they were, at this time, I think, either they just bought Louisiana or this was already about California and stuff like that. And essentially, it was just like, the way it worked back then is you had, like, slave states and non-slave states, something like that. And slave states used slaves, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And they, both sides valued having at least half the states be their side so that the entire country wouldn't turn into either of the extreme, right? Yeah. So, because of a big disagreement on how to, like, incorporate the newer states into that system, the Confederate states seceded because people weren't, like, too fond of continuing to use slaves in, like, the newer states, and they weren't happy with that, right? Because they did use slaves.
Fucking pricks.
Yes. And that's essentially what the conflict was about, and I won't, like, much more than this is not really needed for context, but in the end, the Union won, and slavery was abolished, right? That's the bottom line. Good. But it's not like the former slaves got much better lives as a result. That still took a couple hundred years.
It's the started process there, right?
Yes, that's true. So, with that being the backdrop, let's get into Rufus. So, Rufus was from the Confederacy. So, L-take, essentially. But that's why he's a little bit of a criminal.
Like a wagon of seven slaves.
That's what he owned? Is that what you said?
Yes.
So, he was not a great guy. And you will, like, get this as well from the little story I'm about to tell. He had a background in raiding. Talk about illegal, am I right?
So he was a cowboy? Outlaw?
He was a criminal. I don't know, it doesn't say cowboy or outlaw, to be honest. But he was a criminal. Okay. I mean, an outlaw is a criminal, so I guess that works out, right?
A ruffian.
A ruffian?
It's a ruffian, because he's a Rufus.
Alright. So he had a background having to be part of previous raids. Most notably a raid on a town in Kansas, which I didn't note the details of, but it was very bloody.
Ugh.
So, in 1863, he met someone named George Baker, who... He wasn't a baker. he was upset that in California, there was not much support for the leaders of the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. So, Rufus decided to go to California with George Baker to essentially recruit support for the Confederacy, right? To, like, get support, get people that want to help out to come over to the southern states.
Just basically trying to get the slavers back.
I mean, just trying to get some support so that they can continue their slavery, essentially. To win the war so they can continue slavery. Yes, Rudy, I said he was not a good guy, alright? But he's our topic of the day, so unfortunately you have to live with
it. It's gonna be a
little eye rolls. Okay. In 1864, they arrived in San Jose, which is near San Francisco. That's a bit more of a common, like, name that people will know. But they managed to get a group. So the details of this are a bit weird, by the way, so forgive me. Uh-huh. They managed to get about a group of 50 people. and they came together as Captain Ingram's Partisan Rangers. So they had like a raider group.
So it's a gang. It's a mafia.
Essentially. Yeah, it's a gang. I guess that's a good way of looking at it. It's
Are
a gang.
These the origin meetings of KKK?
No, but that's a good theory. Because of the lack of money and supplies that they had, they planned a raid on a San Jose bank. But it was abandoned because a fight within the squad ended up, like, dividing them, and the sheriff ended up finding out, probably, presumably by a whistleblower, just saying, fuck this plan, I'm out. Hey, sheriff, check this shit out. Check out what's gonna happen next.
I mean, sheriff, like, even till, like, late 20s, you know, like 20th century stuff, somewhere mid that. What sheriffs used to do are detectives, right? It's like, a crime happened, but because of the technology limitations back there, it's like, you call a detective, he comes to the crime scene, and he's like, okay, let me now go to my house, and for a week, let me work on my hunch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it was tough
so,
back
so
then.
So if they found that exactly perfectly what happened, then it must have been a whistleblower.
After this, they successfully robbed two stagecoaches, which is essentially just a transportation vehicle of ye olden days. So they got off silver shipments. Those were inside. So they managed to rob them. But they were caught in a gunfight. And some of the crew was killed. Wah, wah. And captured. With one of those...
Captured corpses? How
no, they
rough.
Captured people.
Why doesn't she talk to me? Tell me where he is! Tell me where he is! The guy's there, like, dead against the wall.
But one of the people that was caught, like, was, like, one of the leaders of the group-ish, and he ratted everyone out, so cheers to that.
Based.
And that's already brings us to our final mission, actually.
Oh, goddamn.
But I will first interject with, you already know it. Rudy's Rocks! Rudy's Rocks! On today's episode, I picked out a special rock, but I will only divulge the backstory after we have the naming. I am sending the picture now. Boom.
Now. Prep and this he sent time. Me the picture rah. Now.
As a quick reminder of how the segment works, I send a picture of a rock to Rudy, who describes it to you, after which both of us give it a name, and if you want to see the picture of the rock, send us a message anywhere you can or want to. And if you have a good idea for a rock picture, send it in and I might use it for a future Rudy's Rock segment. So, Rudy, you've seen the rock?
I've seen the rock and a lot of other things.
So go ahead.
Alright, so imagine people. It's, okay, open sea once again. Or actually, it's... a little far off, but it's somewhat near a coast. Humongous boulder, once again, like a big, big boulder. One side of it is, like, chopped off. As in, it seems to be as if somebody just... Imagine, a small piece of clay, and then somebody would just, like bit one thing off, like, one piece of it, and that's how this boulder looks. But that's
Who's
not
biting
the...
clay out here?
Listen, I'm not done yet, so you wait your turn. But that's not the most unique thing about this boulder. There seems to be, and not on top of it, but towards the side, there is I believe, a lighthouse?
Yes.
And the lighthouse is actually... I'm gonna be honest, I don't see a lot of logic in that, because what it seems to be built upon is side of the rock in a way that it can only see that side of, like, the sea from the rock. As in, like, it misses out on three other sides. Because, like, if you imagine a rock having four sides, roughly, right? It's built so... It basically has, like, against a wall, is what it is. Which is...
Yeah.
You would see it from the coast, I suppose, and maybe that's why it's there. But if somebody would be coming from the outer sea towards the rock at the middle of the night, there's no way they could see the rock unless... The lighthouse is shining so brightly that it illuminates an aura around the rock.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, the lighthouse does seem to be put in a somewhat impractical place. Because, like, a lighthouse is to warn people, like, from the seas that there's land, right?
Yes.
So, You're right, you can see it from the coast, but that doesn't make a lot of sense for the real danger, which is people coming in from outside, essentially. So, it's a bit of a strange one, I will say.
So, actually, I came up with a name. So, okay, this is the follow the thought process here. So, all right. Light is a noun and a verb, right? You can light up a room. When you light up a room, the room becomes lit, right?
Okay.
And because we just talked about how stupidly this lighthouse is placed, to rhyme with lit, this is going to be called Dimwit Rock.
I like it. It has a solid foundation there.
Yes.
So for me, what really stood out about this rock as well is all the white spots that are on there.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either.
I thought there's like smaller rocks on it, but now that you mention it, they're so prominent, I don't even know what that is. Are those birds?
So my theory is that it's seagulls, potentially.
But then there's thousands of them.
Yes, it feels like that can't be the case because there's way too many of them. But anyway, I will call it Seagull Rock regardless because it looks like them a bit from a distance.
Interesting. Okay.
So there you go. Not so much with the shape of the island, but more about the appearance, y'all. And the little backstory. Sorry.
Henry is getting bored in his own episode. Everybody, you hear it here first.
I already, this part was cut out, by the way, so...
Henry just got bored and yawned in his own episode. You can't cut me out infinitely. You already did it in another episode.
I'm not bored of my own episode. I'm just tired in general because I've just been out. Okay, Rudy?
Maybe you shouldn't go out with friends that often. But who's the bad influence?
So true. So true. Anyway, this rock is called the Base Rock in Scotland, off the coast of Edinburgh. The rock got its name from the family that first settled there. Rudy? What are they called?
What was the rock's name again?
Nice try. It was the Bass family.
I honestly did literally forget the name you said 5 seconds ago.
It later became a prison in which a variety of people were held.
A prison? Where? That lighthouse?
A prison. I mean, yes, within the walls, probably.
Seems still small, but okay.
And then at an even later point, the island was hijacked, or sorry, the prison was hijacked. Because they were trying to freeze some people inside. And the island was occupied for like a couple years. And then the Scottish managed to get it back again. And turn it back into a prison.
And what is it nowadays?
I don't know. It's probably not an active prison anymore.
Like a museum or something.
It's probably something you can just visit. Yeah. I can't imagine that it would still be like active as anything.
Fair enough.
It just looks like a scenic sight.
Yes.
Alright. Shall we move on to the Hainoch mission?
Let's go! Ready to rumble!
A short while after Ingram and his gang robbed the stage quarters, they said, hey, let's rob the new Almaden, I don't know how to pronounce that properly, Quicksilver Mine payroll. Which is, as I understand it, the function of the mine that pays the employees and not like the actual mine itself, if you know what I mean?
I guess, not fully, but I get the gist.
Like the payroll is what pays people.
Uh-huh.
I guess they were essentially raiding the accounting offices of the mine.
Okay.
That's how you can look at it. But they were caught again. So, as you can tell from the stories, these guys were not very efficient in their jobs. Which their jobs being robbing people because they got caught every fucking time. And this time, most of the crew died, except for Rufus. He managed to make a run for it in the direction of Missouri, so east, like back to the southern states, and was never seen again, Rudy.
Interesting. So, first of all, this is actually. I believe the first outlaw we actually have, no? Have we done others one? I can't remember if we have done an outlaw before.
What's the definition of an outlaw?
Well, criminal. But just older version of the word.
I thought we did have a story where people got arrested, but I don't remember which episode that was from anymore.
Oh, maybe. But yeah, basically not like I don't remember a criminal of this scale, the actual criminal, right?
Yeah, I think the person that we were talking, that was one of the earliest episodes, the one I'm talking about, where they just changed the mission, the exploration mission, to something else, and the English were upset about it, some shit like that.
Yeah.
But no, they no like explicit criminals, let's say, as today.
Yes.
Right.
So remind me once again, it was from Kansas to Missouri he was running to?
It was from California, San Jose, to Missouri.
From California.
Yes.
Wait. From California to Missouri.
Yes.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 states.
Yes.
Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, if he was taking that road.
He was heading towards Missouri, and that's the last that was seen of him.
Then, brother in Christ.
Yeah, the world is your oyster on this one, Rudy.
Yeah, and I know exactly what happened.
Go ahead.
You see...
Tell me.
There's multiple routes he could have taken. So first of all, let's say... He got to Arizona. They were just getting into the iced tea business, by the way, but that's just a different story.
Right, the iced tea mines of Arizona.
Yeah. And then he goes to New Mexico. But here's the deal. Back then, it was known as the Old Mexico. It was an Old Mexico? That shit. Now that was an outlaw country. And he would have probably lived just fine. But except, outlaws in Old Mexico were like, you know, like, They were the top 5th percentile of outlaws. That's where all the... You think it would be the Wild West where this happened, but in reality, it's all the movies come from Old Mexico. With all those... Wow. It's all the big guns. So they have their reputation, and they value their reputation. They worked hard for it as outlaws. And then this motherfucker pulls up, and as you already told us, He's bad at everything. He's a slave trader. He is even bad at crime because he gets caught every single time. So these fucks are like, listen, we have requirements for you to be called an outlaw here. So let's do a test. And they put the good old movie trope. Town, everybody to the side, everybody looking. These guys, you know, standing in front of each other, then wow, 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 somebody singing the music, the dust rolls just bit like rolls between them. It's you know, it's who has the quickest hands on the gun barrel. But our guy Rufus was so fucking bad. He actually, well, to his dismay, he forgot to pack a pistol to begin with.
Well.
So that's how he might have died. That's one theory, right? But because I'm so omnipotent that I can allow myself to sometimes be wrong. The other theory that could happen is, let's say he didn't go to Old Mexico. He was scared. He knew what would happen if he would go to Old Mexico.
Right.
So he goes through Nevada to Utah, then he goes to Colorado. Colorado, though, at the time, was like that's the prime time when the Beatles came. Have you ever heard of the Colorado Beatles?
The band?
No. Colorado beetle is a specific type of insect that plagues the potato fields of Europe in summer.
Uh-huh.
It's a specific type of insect that eats the potato leaves and basically kills the plant.
Okay. Pretty fucked up.
Yes. But the beetles were like, that's where it started. There's the ground zero right there. Colorado, USA. Because where else would it get its name? You get what I mean?
Right, it was brought over, invasive species style.
Exactly. Our boy, what actually happened is, Colorado at the time was called, like, I don't know, shithole or something, shithole number 2.
Yeah, surely.
And right. They had actually a lab there, where they were testing different types of, like they were trying to do basically genetic modified plants back then, right? They were trying to regenerate some specimen abilities from like insects to plants and vice versa, gene splitting and whatnot. And this motherfucker, whilst running, just stumbled on a jar, kicked the jar split, and there was those GMO Colorado beetles, and then they fucking multiplied and spread all across the world, and now we have this problem of Colorado beetles in the summer just because this stupid idiot just kicked the jar off the shelf and released them in the wild. But let's say he didn't let's say that didn't happen. There's a third theory.
Okay.
What if he made it through Old Mexico, through Colorado maybe, he gets to Kansas, right? Kansas.
Yes.
And there's two things where we, like, there's could be, okay, the most believable option in my head is he never made it to Missouri. You know why? Not that nobody found him or nobody cared. No. First of all, he actually never made it to Missouri. That's because he was swept up. Because you know what happens in Kansas? Everybody who's culturally, you know, advanced, everybody who knows the lore of Kansas, knows that Kansas is the exact spot where you can get the teleportation to, what's it called? The Land of Oz.
Ah.
Because it is in Kansas where Dorothy gets swept up in her house by a tornado and then gets to Wizard of Oz land.
Right.
So our boy probably is the original fucking wizard from the Oz. He was the first who got to Land of Oz. And if for those who don't know the story, Wizard of Oz is a con man. Spoiler alert, I guess, but the book is by now, what, like almost a century old, so get with the times. He's a con man. The wizard is not a wizard. He actually turns out to be a man who arrived there like years prior to the main protagonist, and he just pretended to be a wizard, and everybody believed him, and now he like con man his way up to being a king.
Right.
So, it's actually our boy Rufus.
But that would imply that he was successful.
No, that's the thing. What happened is, in the book of Wizard of Oz, the wizard, well, as we now know, Rufus, he says that he traveled the world, or rather, there was something that he was in a hot air balloon, and he got swept by a tornado and ended up in the Land of Oz. Well, maybe our boy Rufus tried to cheat his way to Minnesota, or wherever he was going, Missouri it was, right? To Missouri, right. By trying to fly from California to Missouri. And then, just in the state before Kansas, a tornado came and was like, no, sir.
Yeah, that's a pretty ambitious endeavor to be.
He was an idiot
flighting.
Who believed that he can still do things after failing multiple times at the same exact thing, so he could have done this.
True.
I must say, let's be honest.
Yes.
I don't know much about this. It requires careful planning. But even nowadays, if you want to rob a bank, let's say you're an organized crime group, right? You always. At 90% of the time, you will always have the element of surprise, which is in robbery, it's very important, right? And that's with all the surveillance systems and all the intelligence we have now. Now imagine back there, before 20th century, there's no surveillance system, no nothing. Nobody can ever, like, there's no way somebody could know, unless somebody rats you out, that you can rob a bank, first of all, right?
Right.
Second of all, back in the day, like, money was kept stored in, like, cash there, or, like, in gold. You could blow up the doors with the dynamite. By the time the police arrives on their whatever horses, because it wasn't cars probably yet, it's like you're literally halfway through Colorado.
Right, you're saying it was that easy and he still fucked it up multiple times.
There is a reason why Wild West is known for being Wild West.
Right. Well,
so how can you fuck up that many times at such a task?
That Wild West, that gives way to my theory, if you're interested in hearing
it. I am. Go on, King.
So, he was running, right? But he realized, I cannot make it to Missouri, because that's pretty far away. You know, that's pretty far away. And by the time he would have made it there, the war would have already been over. So, he would no longer be safe, right? So, what's the solution here? We need to hide in plain sight. We need to find a way to live.
So you ran for the president?
Not quite.
Abraham Lincoln. was Rufus?
He was traveling through California and found like a little Wild West town, you know? And he wanted to just like settle there, try to fit in, you know? But how do you do that while hiding your identity? Well, he skinned a cow to start off with. Sorry to get so violent all of a sudden.
This just took a fucking turn!
But with the cheeky leather that he got, he made himself a nice little hat, as it's now known, a cowboy hat, which he could fit so deep over his face that nobody could notice it was him.
And he was so dim-witted he didn't even come up with a fake identity, so he just called himself a cowboy.
Exactly. That's like, I am a cowboy, as you can see, I am a boy and this is a cow.
And everybody was like, yup, yeah, checks out.
Here's the new village idiot.
Honestly, maybe somebody in the back was like, finally, I'm not going to be the butt of the joke. That would be fucking skinned the cow. What if... I have another fucked up theory.
Go ahead.
Going across from yours. And this is going to be really fucked up. But like,
okay.
For somebody, like, hey, right. Everybody, you're warned. I am fully aware of what I'm going to say, right? But I have to preface that.
Okay, I'll just say before you begin, if this is actually fucked up, I will put a warning in right now in the podcast and give you the exact timestamp you need to skip ahead.
You know, Rudy, how in big herds of cows, there's a reason why there's like 30 cows in one bull.
Okay. Are you saying that Rufus fucked cows? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are
but
you saying
was
that Rufus got
enough
fucked
to try to infiltrate a cow herd?
Yeah, that's pretty like okay.
And then you see the bull was like, "Oh, there's
okay, buddy. Okay.
One extra female."
Okay.
Your imagination can go on from there.
Okay.
He died a pretty gruesome death, because he's American, and as our generation knows, there used to be a time in internet history of YouTube specifically, where some dumb people did stupid shit, which I guess nowadays, kids, the equivalent would be, you know, remember there was a time when people used to eat pods? Well, in our day, I'm not gonna say what exactly people did, but it was some pretty fucked up shit.
I think I might have an inkling as to what you're referring to.
Yes, you probably do.
Yes.
And
so let's leave it at that for that theory, I would say.
But or the bull, actually, because they're also very territorial. So what happened is, imagine you skin a cow, and from inside, well, I mean, it's gruesome, but I mean, you're red from inside. It's blood and whatnot. So this dumb Twitter was like, you know what, I don't want to touch that. So I'm going to get the cow skin and going to invert it and put that on. But the bull just sees red. And the bull is like, oh, fuck. You know what bulls do with red? Just like, just fucking impales him immediately. And then a random Spaniard was actually there at the moment, like just passing the field. And I was like, holy shit, that was pretty entertaining to watch. Like to just see people run away from him. And then, and then he went back to Spain and... No, wait. It's Spain or Italy where they do this stupid shit with the bull running?
Spain.
Yeah, okay, Spain. And then he was like, yo, let's, like, people, this is super fun. Everybody in the town is like, what is fun? What is fun? Just wait, it's gonna be super fun. Just wait. Anyone has a bull here? And people are like, I mean, yeah, well, Johnny here has one. It's like... What do you want? Just, it's fine. It's gonna be super fun. Stand on the street, please, by the way. They all stand on the street, and this guy's
crazy.
Like,
just get on the street.
And this guy's like, okay, look at this. Like, it's genius. And he just opens the gate, and the bull is like, yo, hello? I'm just gonna gun it. Like, bro, it's freedom. I see it. And the bull just starts plowing through the people's streets and whatnot, and people are like, well. Holy shit, it's pretty fun, I guess.
Yeah. A new national sport has just arrived, people. Woohoo!
But anyway, I still can't believe that shit is legal and they do that.
I mean, It's not great, let's put it that way, but I'm not going to get too much into it because I don't know too much of it anyway. Regardless, I think we should be heading to our resolution.
What? No, one more idea from you. Minimum. We have quotas to meet, Henry.
I refuse. No, I did have one more, but I thought time-wise we might as well. But okay, I'll add one more. So, he failed a lot, right, Rufus? Like, he was a bit of a dunce. And quite frankly, I don't think that's a coincidence. I think what we're looking at here is a third-person perspective of somebody in the mid-1900s, let's say end of 1800s, actually, looking back at Rufus and saying, like, so he wasn't real, this is just stories he tells, like, he's the village elder, okay, let's put it this way, he's the village elder, and he tells these kinds of stories to dissuade kids from becoming criminals, because he's saying, oh, look how easy it is to fuck it all up, and he just uses this made-up character, Rufus, as like a scapegoat, like, oh, what a dumbass, he didn't even finish his first, like, he didn't even get to do his first raid,
I like
when he fucked
spin.
Up the other ones.
I like that spin.
And basically, the story we just told was a recount of that story, which was from a novel.
What if, though, if Rufus... So what happened is, Rufus actually was a person, right?
Right.
He was a dunce, what a fucking idiot, right?
Right.
And then he was like, he understood at some point, like, you know, enlightenment came. And he was like, well, I'm a cringe baby, I admit.
Right.
And I am ashamed. So halfway through, what was it again? Missouri, right? He actually does stop at a village and he's like, I'm just going to vanish from the face of it. I'm going to make up a new identity. And
right.
As the village elder now, because he made those, like, you know, he's only wise because he's dumb before. And he's telling
right.
these stories, as you said. He was the person, but he's not the person anymore. But he's like, I don't want anyone else to go through this shame of being this motherfucking moron. So learn from my mistakes, but I'm too still ashamed to say it was me. So I'm telling you these stories.
Right.
And that's a nice full circle there.
I have a nice third spin on this still.
Go on.
As the final story. This was somebody... Rufus was actually very smart and normal, like an intellectual, quite frankly. But somebody really didn't like him, so used him as a scapegoat, as the, like, stupid idiot in all of his stories.
It's like, in second grade, Rufus had an arch nemesis, Tommy Boy, or something like that. Tommy Boy grew up and was like, fuck that Rufus, I still remember me. Like, Jesus fucking, I used to, like, stick chewing gum in my hair or some shit.
And then whenever Tommy Boy tells a story, it's like, okay, propose, like, this stupid idiot character. Let's just name him Rufus for the sake of the argument.
And it's like, every single time, it's like this, every single time, throughout the whole, like, his life.
Alright, shall we go to the resolution then, Rudy?
I would be willing to and susceptible to your endeavors.
The resolution is? You want to take a guess?
He was never found.
He was never found! Hey! He was never found, yeah. Presumably he made it to Missouri, I guess, and he was never, like, recovered.
What if he was became a slave himself? Because that dunce was like, I will, you know, travel by night, but for them to not see, he basically blackwashed himself, so he was like, you know, like, basically smeared himself with coal, and then he went to a Confederate state, and they're like, yo, Bonnie lad, what you doing out there behind that fence, or rather outside the fence? We here love slaves. You're a slave, but you're not my
right.
slave, so you're a free slave, so let's be my slave.
And because they were treated poorly, he was never allowed to wash, so he could never wash off his black face as well.
Yep.
Okay, I guess the crime fits the punishment or whatever the hell the word is. Hey, I don't know either, am I right?
Am I right?
Alright, do you have anything more to say or shall we close it out?
This episode has been a complete train wreck.
Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to send us a message or whatever the hell, send us an email at thevagabonddilemma, that's the full name of the show, @gmail.com.
You know what I think on one of my butt cheeks sticking to them.
That's interesting. And if you want to give Rudy feedback on that, like, little sentence, you can contact him personally at Rudy.
000RUDYS000. If you ask nicely, I could send you a butt cheek pic just to, like, see for reference. Because I have a biased opinion, obviously. So basically what I'm all asking right. is exchange nudes.
Yeah. Please don't use this podcast as a platform for porn. Thank you. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
I mean, let me show you. I think it's not the same.